Welcome to the Cellar Series from Ugly Duckling Press, a podcast series recorded live in our letterpress workshop and offices at the Old American Can Factory in the Gowanus area of Brooklyn. I'm Linda Trimbeth. In August 2012, UDP authors and former editors Marisol Limon Martinez and James Hoff were invited to read from their books in a special off-site reading held at RH Gallery located in Tribeca, New York City, in conjunction with an exhibition of unique broadsides and books by Ugly Duckling Press. James Hoff is an artist living in New York City. After running Loudmouth Collective and the Anti-Reading series in the early 2000s, James became a member of Ugly Duckling Press and for several years served as a co-editor along with Ryan Haley of UDP's Lost Literature series, working on books such as 0 to 9, The Complete Magazine, and Aram Saroyan's Complete Minimal Poems. In the mid-2000s, together with curator Miriam Katzeff, he founded Primary Information, a nonprofit press dedicated to artist books and reprints. He is the author of 2 chapbooks with Ugly Duckling Press and is the recent author of How Wheeling Feels When the Ground Walks Away from Pan and Inventory Arousal from Bedford Press. Upcoming publications include I'm Already a Has-Been from No Input Books and Copyright the Typos from Kelly Writer's House.
Here's a few poems from 10 more poems. I also have this book of secrets from Douglas Hubler. I think I'm gonna punctuate a few of the poems with this. Mind you, no bouncing balls. I think it's probably the first time I didn't read these poems on a chair or something like that. So the first poem is called Berlin Untitled Number 4. Needless dirty sidewalks, gum-covered lines crossing over the face of an older person asphalt. Today, help Douglas move, Mitte, hacking, cough in the boy who ties his shoe law school, awkward smile, dandelion beauty, its short-lived drinks, junky, tree-covered cars, house history, gunshots, Casablanca. Number 7 of Smiles Across America. Man enters back to basket front, a litter, camera, you're right, car horns, dear. Someone else is somehow undergarments. Oh, are you thinking? Berlin Untitled Number 7. The at station, yeah, bus coalition. Let's sleep in the theater. Execution slut bus stops of beer willing the. Most of those were written in Berlin. From Secrets. I envy my boyfriend's paintings and wish I could eat breakfast.
That's not really
your secret. I wish the museum would have a festival of Jewish films. So a book that probably doesn't need introduction is a book that was published by Steve Dalachinsky, who just spoke up recently. Number 8, Night of the Living Flesh Flashing, Thoughts, Yesterday's Paper, Headlines About Headlights Gone Astray As I Tried, Sleeping, Movies, The Wall, The Light, The Passing of Days Like Moving Cars, A Conversation. Between two children on the shadows of shuffling feet in Grand Central Station, rush hour. One under the light and one its absence in every step. Number 10. A tree without a car, a street without a leaf, a car without feet. Skirting the issues, I wonder. What happened to cigaretted Linda, her hips that happy shape of fall plenty? On a postcard, she told me that rush hour traffic is an accidental birthday. Depending on how many houses are passed. You know, people's secrets are pretty boring in the end. I wish I wore a bra. Me and Victoria put deodorant on. Here's a small selection of works that were published in a journal called Greetings. So I'm just gonna read a few from there. It's another old school one. Number 4, Spat Frank, so what? Two kids kicked Lincoln's leg, I lied. The truth? The change in my hand bought a rubber-stamped street lamp without a care for the talkies. I mean, can you imagine? Number 19. Well, Folgers storefront in 2. Reflection. 30. News. Men's jackets. Bore a hand to pray for a second. Cough. Coat hangers and a kind hand mirror. Number 22. Dear legs. Clink. Your action lacks slacks, the better pass. A glass for longing. Yawn. Pink awnings. Laugh. 22 again. There are plenty of unacceptable colors used in nature. 24 is going to be number 25. Static between the stations. Here, a plastic vase to drink from. There, 5 drink fingers protesting a poor man's right to yawn. 29, a child, legs spread, wrapped in quarter-inch beds eating cheesecake. Tickled with watches and tossed in the sun, one leg gray for bridges left bent, like a hand mirror for holding. 32. Translation. The color of a child's cap has little to do with his mother's infidelity. But maybe Hubler can shed some light on that. Maybe not. I do have webbed feet. I think I'm God and nothing works here. Feeding per rectum, as illustrated in the case of the late President Garfield and others, by D.W. Bliss, M.D., Washington, D.C., 1882. I prefer this expression to those commonly in use, as rectal, alimentation, etc., not only because it is more terse, but also because it more exactly describes what occurs, as will be seen further on. The war. In many instances, these rectal applications not only were, but were intended to be practically nutrient, in addition to their original use as aperients. Tissue. Inject only the meat and glandular tissue, very finely divided and thoroughly mixed. This statement, coming from a most eminent neurologist and pathologist, is interesting, first, because the venerable doctor has followed, in his published statements, one of the first accepted methods of alimentation per rectum, and second, because he evidently believes that pancreatic juice possesses a digestive power only practically demonstrated by modern physiologists. Dr. Andrew H. Smith, in the Archives of Medicine, Volume 1, 1879, recounts 80 cases of which there were only 2 or 3 where a rectal irritation was sufficiently great to cause a return of the injections of the blood. Absorbed. In some cases, owing to irritability of the rectum, the whole suppository has been returned. Semicolon. But this can be obviated by the addition of a little opium to each suppository. Erected into truly absorbent organs, much less organs capable of converting proximate principles into these emulsions, which alone can be taken up by the lacteals of the small intestines. Obtained. It was not necessary after the second night. After 4 days, he became able to resume stomach digestion, beginning with a light diet of bouillon, and at present, about 2 weeks after the attack, is able to ride out and eat a beefsteak each morning.
Sounds like your secret.
The patient is now, 33 days after delivery, safely convalescent. Occasionally, 5 to 15 drops of deodorized tinct were added as an additional nerve stimulant. Also to secure retention of the enema. On each alternate day, there were sent fresh and packed in ice. Recently, however, I've been using this preparation of beef peptinoids, prepared in powdered form by Messrs. Reed and Carnrick, and supplied to me by these gentlemen, the value of which, to the physician and surgeon, can scarcely be overestimated. He says that by the careful and systematic employment of feeding and medication through the rectum, the necessity for the artificial induction of abortion for the relief of gravid nausea may be reduced to a minimum. Thank you.
Marisol Limon Martinez is an artist based in Brooklyn. In the late 1990s, she helped start Ugly Duckling Press. In the early 2000s, she served as an editor of the UDP newspaper New York Nights, to which she contributed many writings and artworks. She is the author of After You, Dearest Language from Ugly Duckling Press and First Space, Then Structures from Nothing Moments Press. Her artist books are in numerous collections that include the MoMA, the Brooklyn Museum of Art, and the Getty. Marisol wrote and recorded her first solo album, Autoportrait, under the name Marisol Limon. She is currently adapting her latest book into a live performance.
So this is sketchbook notes, and it's a bunch of like drawings and pictures, and so I'm going to be reading from this. Sketchbook notes 2001. Painting is born with man's refusal to reproduce himself and out of an act of self-mutilation. I'm thinking more and more about the separation of body and mind, and it completely horrifies me. Disorder leads us to devotion. Death is the real reason why property and acquisition can never become a true political principle. Brazilian slave labor. Ritual versus observation of ritual. Susie, eyeliner, fishnet smoking, punk shows, driving, antidepressants. The sadness lies in that you can only see one side at one time. When you make something, you must know how to make forms that bring you closer to speaking honestly. Books of Arabic art, African masks, fortune cards, cities, finger knots. Decide, decisions. Expression of polemics in everyday life, of the nature of identity, expression, painting, catalyst for absurdity, Latin American, Arabic, what is culture, culture, nature, or does it, embracing dialogue conversations, beauty equals violence, energy versus struggle, struggle yields towards a truth we know, lines, images, su tragedia es no tragedia. Beauty is an invention. Disorder leads us to devotion. Hanging materials. For 1 month, I have thought of nothing but sculpture. Something on a wall cannot be time art, such as poetry and music, Ezra Pound, but not sculpture in the sculpture as we know it. Voodoo doll. Machinery breaking down, a two-dimensional death. Wooden dagger, bicycles, straw hats, owls, magnified faces, cups of tea, winged collars, seraphims, skylines, sewing machines, bicycles, a piano waltz. Countryside shrinks between wheels of a machine, Adam and Eve, glass of water, eyes at a bottom of a glass. Art is more than just your desire. White noise, typewriters, cello, telephone, voices, egg beaters, one piano. Note number 6, fake scars. Note number 7, men only know beauty. Labor intensive is unnecessary. Paintings are salvation. I like thinking about art much more than writing about it. So that was when I was a very young child. So So these are, I hadn't looked at these in actually, I have to admit, several years, and I kind of fell in love with them all over again. And I wrote this serial that was called Greyhound Serial when I traveled across the country after 9/11. So I'm gonna read from those. And this is, I started it in New York Nights number 3. A few days after 9/11, I took a 3-night, 3-day bus ride across the country. I interviewed and photographed people on the bus. Some of them were friends with me all the way to Reno. A kid selling drugs out of a briefcase, a kid who just got out of jail, a kid in the Army Reserves, a girl who was 6 months pregnant. There were two 40-something brothers on their way to Vegas. RZ wrote short stories, Jay-Z wrote novels. On the bus, RZ was riding on a Days Inn motel pad. He told me they were leaving Chicago for a better life. He thought I was crazy for living in New York City. The bigger the city, the smaller the brain. Look outside. We were reaching the desert somewhere in Utah. Cities don't value human life. I know, I lived in Chicago for all my life. But Vegas is the greatest city in the world because everyone loves it. Jay-Z just kept nodding his head. He was working on a ghost western from a gravedigger's point of view. He wanted to go to a ghost town and find an old Calvary canteen and drink from it so he could go back in time. The world is in flames, he said. Everyone should be out west. He suggested that I be out on the look for an Indian and to get myself a dream catcher. He said, that's what I need. This is from issue number 9, another Greyhound serial. And it's funny because I looked at this stuff and it's just was great because I have all the photographs of these people. Actually, I think they burn in the fire. I don't know, I have to look back at it. But when I read all the writings I had read, it was really great to see, or just to revisit that. So again, this is early 2002. We were in Chicago waiting for the next bus to Cheyenne, and she asked me to watch her bag. When she came back, she had a guy with her who was trying to sell her a piece of wood with her name carved in it. She said her name was Anna, but she didn't want one. Maybe she wanted her and her boyfriend's names together, he said. That's when she hooked me into her love story. The man walked away, and I heard everything I'd want to know about her last 3 months of her boyfriend's life. He was in the military, had to clean up the Pentagon mess. Lots of shoes he picked up there, she said. He was in riot training all of August, and his wife was Ted Kennedy's niece. Anna hated the wife. The boyfriend was going to leave her. She was in love. He was in Virginia, and she wouldn't stop talking. She never talked about herself. She wore her bleached hair and braids under a pink bandana, and when I took her picture, she wanted me to wait until a rest stop so I'd get a full figure shot of her. She didn't say that, but when I took her picture, she stood in profile and turned her face towards me. She posed. It wasn't until Salt Lake City that she told me she was from Utah. She was visiting her family for a while until she saw her boyfriend again. I approached him on the bus and his eyes were bloodshot. I asked to take his picture and afterwards he said, I'm not in the mood to talk. So I just got his name, Ted. Later on, during my middle of the night layover in Salt Lake City Station, a wide-eyed Ted came up to me as I stood in line to buy an ice cream. I have this floor company and we have jobs all over the place. Arizona, Colorado, Virginia, and real nice hotels. I asked him where he was headed. His face changed. My girlfriend's in California. I asked him where he came from, California. I asked him if he ever installed marble floors. He talked a while about different kinds of floors. I asked him what he thought about the war. He made a face similar to the one he made when he thought about the girlfriend in California. I was in the service, he replied. I could tell that we should talk about hotels. He then said, the best part of my job is the hotels. It's the closest thing to a vacation. So this is after your Dearest Language, and as Mave said, the second printing was in 2010. Accordion, C room violin. Violin. The violin player walks towards me down the corridor. The accordion player is pulling my hair. Box. The old Frost Brothers in Wonderland Mall. I am trapped inside a glass box in the basement, an underground room inside the parking garage. The elevator closes, there's blood inside. A gunshot, an echo. A funeral car depicting the Sacred Heart of Jesus flies onto the floor. A pile of flesh, eyes, and teeth pulsates on the floor. My mother and I are in a village in Chiapas, surrounded by a wall, a fortress, stacks of boxes and crates all around us. We are covered in dirt up to our knees. The crates are filled with dead Chinese babies. They transport the babies by train. Also, Breton, cat, envelope, film, Harlem, mailbox, mother, orange, pool, prison, room, totem. 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 A silhouette of a totem hangs on a wall. A moon is illuminated by its own flame. Above the moon hangs a white arm with long fingers. Below it hangs a black hand with long fingers. The black hand reaches for the leaf, a small mirror. Two forms converge into one and are pressed into the wall. A spear, a pectoral, a dark bottle of elixir, triple X typed on the label, a letter opener, a pencil sharpener, a toothbrush. A group of totems consists of boxes, stones, chains, spirals, fetishes, codices, frames, columns, crystals, arteries, eyes, chairs, televisions, masks, tears, rods, fingers, thorns. Sculpture. Sculpture. Hans's sculpture is transported into the ocean by a machine. The machine moves the sculpture from the ship into the water. Julian and I help Hans operate the machine. I am making forms. The forms are mutating on their own, metamorphosis by looking. I am the happiest I've ever been. Also, Last Supper, motorcycle. Motorcycle. I am riding a motorcycle with a woman who is supposedly my mother. She has long black hair. She is showing me a city. Ice sculptures, glass towers, and bright light surround us. We ride through the city, and Hera, the goddess, and her twin sister kiss underneath the bridge illuminated by white light. White. White. I have white shoes with tiny holes all around them. I am on the telephone with Mama. She is in the McQueen house, and she says to me, "Me encanta la palabra hoja." Wife, Breton, wig, drugs, film, windmill, book. Wine. We drink wine in a department store. He says, "You have always loved me." I say, "I know." Some people arrive and sit down at the table with us. I want them to leave. I go to the cashier, I pay for everyone, and when I return to the table, no one is there. Thank you.
You've been listening to James Hoff reading from his chapbook, 10 More Poems, and Marisol Limon Martinez reading from After You, Dearest Language. This special seller series was kindly hosted by RH Gallery and paired with a show of UDP Special Editions and Ephemera. If you want to learn more about Ugly Duckling Press or subscribe to this podcast, please visit our website, uglyducklingpress.org. The series is produced and engineered by Will Raleigh. Ugly Duckling Press is a nonprofit publisher of poetry, translation, and books by artists. Your tax-deductible donations are appreciated. See you next time.